CD 1.
Pathways 3. Reading, Writing, and Critical Thinking. Copyright National Geographic Learning 2013. Unit 1. Social Relationships. Pages 5 through 7. Lesson A. Reading. Track 1-1. The Ape in the Office. Does the office jungle mirror behavior in the real jungle? New research suggests business leaders and corporate employees may use conflict and cooperation in ways similar to their primate relatives. In his book, The Ape in the Corner Office, Understanding the Workplace Beast in All of Us, science writer Richard Conniff examines corporate behavior through the eyes of a primatologist. Conniff, a specialist in animal behavior, suggests that the ways in which humans manage conflict and cooperation are key to their successes or failures, just like primates. He sees similarities in the ways humans and primates use social networks and hierarchies to assert and gain status in their respective groups. He also points out that while conflict can be effective at times, both humans and apes generally prefer to cooperate with each other. Cooperation versus conflict. People often have the perception that the animal world is full of conflict. However, while conflict and aggression are normal primate behaviors, they actually play a more limited social role in the wild than cooperation. In fact, according to Conniff, both primates and humans are essentially social creatures. They thrive in groups and are normally cooperative and helpful. Within their own group, people generally live in harmony and offer each other support. Similarly, chimpanzees live cooperatively and normally try to avoid conflict. They typically spend their days caring for their young and traveling together in small groups. Conniff points out that chimps, despite having a reputation for being aggressive, only spend about 5% of the day displaying antagonistic behaviors. In contrast, they spend much more time, 15 to 20% of the day, grooming each other. For humans and primates, conflict is infrequent and does not last long. For both species, cooperation is a more effective way to succeed and survive. The value of networking. Research by primatologists also reveals that people and primates use similar social networking strategies to get ahead in life. They create tight social bonds by sharing resources, doing each other favors, building teams, and making friends. Employees with ambitious career goals, for example, often rely on powerful and influential people in their office to help them get better jobs. In a similar way, chimps work to strengthen relationships with other chimps. Franz de Waal, a primatologist at Emory University's Yerkes National Primate Research Center in Atlanta, Georgia, claims that if you're a chimp, you can never reach a high position in their world if you don't have friends who help you. In fact, research shows that chimps often scheme to create bonds to strengthen their status or importance in the community. They do favors for one another, share resources, and sometimes use their cunning. In chimps, a common strategy is to break up alliances that can be used against them, de Waal explains. They see a main rival sitting with someone else, and they try to break up that meeting. They use strategies that I'm sure most people perform without knowing that they are doing them. The importance of hierarchies. Groups in an office environment have similar social dynamics to groups in primate communities. In both cases, the groups organize themselves into natural and effective hierarchies in which individual members know their roles. For both humans and apes, individuals have a relative order of importance, or status, in a group. Their rank, or position in relation to other group members, largely determines their behavior. For example, young people may bow to elders, and speak softly as they look away when addressing people with higher status. People with lower status generally smile more as they worry about pleasing people with higher status. Similarly, Conniff explains that when chimpanzees approach a powerful or senior member, they appear to reduce their body size and make themselves look as small as they can. In most primate societies, DeWall notes, social hierarchies determine the distribution of resources such as food. Young chimps defer to more powerful members when food is scarce. While the resources may be different in an office, Conniff suggests that the same dynamics are at work. Baboons are obsessed with who gets the best spot on the jackalberry tree. We're obsessed with who's got the best blackberry or the best office. The limits of aggression. Although cooperation and harmony are more common in groups, both humans and primates have strong power drives, and they sometimes introduce conflict in order to assert themselves or gain status. People sometimes shout or intimidate others to make a point or win an argument. Apes show aggression by pounding their chests, screeching, or banging trees. Conflict and aggression get attention, and these behaviors show an individual's power or superiority in the group. However, Conniff notes that conflict and aggressive behavior do not gain long-term success for either species. He points out that when bosses or managers become bullies, for example, by criticizing their employees, treating them unfairly, and making their working lives difficult, employees become stressed, lose motivation, and quit their jobs. For apes, aggressive behavior results in chasing other apes away. In both cases, socially aggressive behavior can result in isolation for the aggressor, and neither humans nor apes seek to be alone. In The Ape in the Corner Office, Conniff makes the case that kindness and polite interaction are the more common and beneficial social behaviors for humans and primates. The truth is, we are completely dependent on other people emotionally as well as for our physical needs, Conniff concludes. We function as part of a group rather than as individuals. Employees who cooperate in the office and primates who interact collaboratively in the wild find themselves happier, more effective, and more likely to survive.